Village President Larry McCarn watched the Kickapoo River rise over its banks in August 2007 and again in June 2008. He says he was shocked and frustrated at the village's bad luck.
It's just something that you, unless you've lived through it, you aren't going to really realize what it's like. And then they have to go back and clean up the mud and the stench with that.
Sitting in the Gaze Mills Community Center, McCarn recalls how it looked last summer.
The 2008 one, there was 8 inches of water in this one on the floor here.
I'm standing on the bridge entering Gaze Mills just over the Kickapoo River. Last June, the road coming into the village was impassable and water flowed freely over the guardrails. Volunteers and community leaders cleaned up the village for the second time in 10 months. Maura Otis is the village's deputy clerk. She says there were fewer people to help than the year before.
Every flood takes with it a few more people, just because if you get them close together like we did in 2007 and 2008, it's just too daunting for some people to clean up.
Rich Stevenson says Gaze Mills can't keep slugging it out with the Kickapoo. He's co-chair of the village's long-range planning committee for recovery. He says the wise choice is to move the community to higher ground.
There's land to the north of the village that's been designated as relocation, and the process is to go through and get the substantially damaged homes bought out and go through a financial analysis with them to create a package that can get them out to the new site.
There are 34 homes slated to make the voluntary move, and some businesses are considering the option as well. Yet Stevenson and McCarn say the relocation and finding funding for it is slow going. An official with Wisconsin Emergency Management says two major floods is really devastating for a small community such as Gaze Mills. Karen Stone agrees. She's a community services specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Commerce working with the village.
They, being the village, were just so overwhelmed by the whole thing. Their reaction was pretty much, well, just give us the money and we'll figure it out. You can't do that with federal money. You sort of have to have a plan for it.
And Stone says it's first come, first serve. They can't set money aside for the ailing community. Stevenson says their final recovery plan will come before the village board this week. He says the next 90 days will be a rocky road.
A lot of the planning will be finalized. A lot of the contracts are going to be awarded. There's going to be a lot of legwork that has to be done, wrestling with the details of the plan. You know, people aren't going to agree on everything.
Yet village deputy clerk Maura Otis says they don't want to leave people with nowhere to go. Not if, but when, the river floods again.
That is my dearest hope, is that, yes, if you don't want to move now, or if you want to move after a next flood, that there is a place to move to on high ground and maintains the rural lifestyle we have come to love and appreciate.
Gaze Mills Village President McCarn says maybe fewer people would have left if they'd made the move before, and fewer would be considering it now.
Every time it rains, if it rains hard, they're scared. Whether there's any kind of flood risk or anything, they're scared, and you can't blame them.
5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, are we going to see a community of Gaze Mills on the map of Wisconsin?
I certainly hope so, and it'll be something that we can all be proud of, too.
In Gaze Mills, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.